In the middle of summer, could anything be better than a good old scoop of ice cream? But what if it isn't a scoop? What if it's a cluster of wafer-thin ice cream rolls made before your eyes and bundled under various sauces, candies, and breakfast cereals? What if the flavors came from the Far East, or your next milkshake came with enough extras to double as its own dessert cart? This is what an ice cream outing in New Orleans can look like now, as a raft of frozen dessert trends have joined the classics here. It's ice cream as entertainment dining. Now, the prices can run a bit higher, especially if you're bringing a family, but this newfangled ice cream can be pretty captivating. And let's face it, these days, anything captivating that doesn't involve a little computer screen is pretty valuable. No trend is rolling faster than rolled ice cream. It's cropped up everywhere from sidewalk vendors to franchise concepts. Some standouts I've found: Ice Queen Nola in Metairie for its full embrace of rolled ice cream's Southeast Asian roots, and Freezy Street in New Orleans for making it local, working in snowball flavors. Fact: Nectar Cream Rolled Ice Cream exists. I did find some actual ice cream scoops on this quest. Sweet Handcraft and Metairie wrap them in puffy egg waffle cones that look like bubble wrap and carry flavors like obe or purple yam in a color that would match your LSU jersey. Milkshakes have seen a shake-up too. Go to Fry Smoked Meat Company in Mid-City or Shake Therapy in the Riverbend, and the shakes are like multi-course meals of dessert. Of course it's overboard. These are the unicorns of the ice cream world, and they're at full gallop. In fact, some of the better-known names in the local ice cream game are getting cheeky these days, too. Sucre now makes a gelato taco and a waffle cone shaped like a taco. It's only served once a week, and you can probably guess which day. This is what happens, after all, when Taco Tuesday meets Ice Cream Sunday. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.